Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's right. As the party is starting here on a Thursday, as the big voice man said live at in Willowbrook, come on over, come on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. My man walked over and said, just give me the Jalen Petrie helmet now. Nope. Your ass got to be in here, and you got to wait. You got to wait, hang out, sit down here, get you a drink.
No.
That's right. Thank you, Mark. Sit down here, grab a drink. Hell, get you some good food here. You know it's a Thursday, so they got that special on those boneless wings, so you can attack that. Yeah, buy one, get one. Go ahead and attack that. Scarlett will take care of you. Get on out here and hang out with us and be able to chance to win a prize if you're in the building or on your way. Put get a raffle ticket, put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win prizes coming up as we'll start those in the 4 o'clock hour. Big, busy day on the show coming up. At the bottom of this hour, we will hear from D'Amico Ryans. We'll go out to NRG, hear his press conference coming up. At the bottom of this hour, we'll also hear from C.J. Stroud in the 3 o'clock hour as they get set for the wild card weekend, playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll hear from those guys coming up here a little bit later on. All right, Clint, one thing that I know that, you know, you just would not hear none of, and this has been over a couple of years, like one thing that comes from our listeners at times from the text line, YouTube and Twitch is, man, they want to see CJ use his legs more. They want to see CJ take advantage of that, you know, make that a part of his game and make the defense pay with his legs at times. And that is something you have really not been a fan of. I know it's like, hey, move in the pocket a little bit, but let's not make that a thing for you. You're turning a new leaf on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think I am. I'll be honest with you, man. The crowd of C.J. Stroud needing to use his legs has really irritated me. It's irritated me more than I probably led folks to believe on the radio. I think it's plum-ass silly. I think that the questions constantly early in the season about his top-end speed and his off-season training and all that kind of crap was silly as hell. I thought it was a mistake when D'Amico Ryans kept laughing and talking about, oh yeah, man, quarterback, man, equals it's an equalizer, man. CJ, I love when CJ runs. No, you see that thought has toned down significantly in the back half of the season, and so I've just overall every time I hear it, I roll my eyes. But I got a confession. I got to confess, or maybe it's not a confession. Maybe it's just I've come to a spot where. Where we are in the season, and one of the real struggles with this team, I think it's time to pull the C.J. Stroud needs to run more. And here it is. When you get inside the 10-yard line, when you get inside the 5-yard line, we've seen Nick Caley get creative with a Dare Agumbawale Wildcat. We saw it a couple times in one game. Wow. We saw the Otogia dive last game. We've seen several different players. I think Jalen Knoll. I think we've seen X. I think we even saw Nico once or twice in the red zone jet sweep. So they're pulling out all the stops. And while I don't want CJ's ass leaving the pocket in between the 20s, one place where I'll entertain, and if I were Nick Caley, I would put it in and I'd use it. The quarterback plus one run stuff. Inside the 5-yard line, put him in gun, remain a threat, spread him out a little bit, keep your receivers on the field, run QB power.
You'd run QB power?
Absolutely, QB plus one run.
With
lead,
CJ?
Duo, lead,
oh
whatever
God.
The hell you want to call it. Yes, I would. Big-bodied quarterback, long, heavy, strong. I would use playoffs.
Like are you thinking like as a kind of surprise, or is this something that – could be a part of your goal line, your red zone package?
Well, no, I believe you'd have success with it, and I believe that they would then therefore keep it around. But the thing is You keep him in gun. You remain a threat. They're thinking, hey, I got to defend the pass. I got to spread out. I got Dalton Schultz. I got Nico Collins. I got Higgins, who's been really good. You know, what do I do here in this inside the 10-yard line? And you bang him with a QB plus one. Or, hey, stick the ball in the belly of old Woody Marks and run the quarterback read off the end, you know, if you're a little bit further out in that 10-yard line range, 9-yard line range. But this is where I believe not only would I accept it, but I would encourage it.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. That is a real I thought you were going to talk about maybe in a scrambling a little bit. You want him to
I'm never going to encourage anybody to
QB all, power, baby.
I mean, I'm not encouraging off script, off schedule. I mean, it's that outside of the scope of the offense. I'm not encouraging that. And I'm not even concerned about the concussion that CJ seems to be concerned about. Like, I think with his skill set and in this offense, I think it's silly to encourage your quarterback to run the football at any point in time. His money's going to be made throwing the football and remaining a passer at all times. I'm not saying you don't scramble when you need to. It's part of the game. But I'm not going to encourage that kind of stuff with C.J. Stroud. Now, we get some plus one runs where we can at least by design protect anybody from getting just free one-on-one hits on him. At least schematically we're blocking this thing up and getting a hat on a hat. And you can use his size and his length and his strength inside the goal line. I could ride with it.
Did the misplay last week get you to that fault, or you've been kind of thinking about that? Because I don't want him to take them hits like quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it one bit.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it one bit. The running game, like when you're running, when you make the decision to run, and you're not avoiding pressure, sliding like he did the first time. I don't think he gets hurt. Where he gets hurt is all of a sudden everything's off script, off platform. We're running out there with no protection, no blocking, no nothing, no plan. And next thing you know, something happens. He's a big enough, strong enough, thick enough lower base to actually be a threat there. And if you're going to use his legs, that's where I believe I support it. Hell, I'd encourage it.
If we see them do that, I will be convinced that Nick Cayley is listening to this show and then putting...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Stuff into the offense.
Well,
I'll be convinced.
It wouldn't be the worst thing he's done. I mean, we saw that Dari Gumbawale, Dari Wildcat. We saw the Dari Wildcat twice in a game, Chief. I mean, we literally saw them try to hand the ball to a defensive lineman because he's a nice guy last week.
Whew.
That they hadn't practiced, according to C.J. Stroud. Yeah, so I don't think it's a stretch to playoff time. I don't want to see him do it midseason with him. I don't care. Yeah, right now, absolutely.
I could see it as a wrinkle right now, boy. I hope it. I don't know about that being a normal, but something that's a part of what they do inside the 10.
Well, you have got to find a way to score points. Yeah. You have got to find a way to create a little bit of pressure on Pittsburgh versus this defense. You can't let Pittsburgh stay in that comfort zone because your offense is slow motion. You got to find a way, and you got to pull out all the stops. And we've seen him pull out crazy stops. And so I just think that would make a whole hell of a lot of sense, all things considered. Again, I don't want to see it week 8 of the regular season, but you get in the playoffs, we got to pull out all the stops, man. You're on the road in a cold environment. You've shown multiple times throughout the year you can't line up in goal line personnel and run it downhill, right? I mean, so what do you got to do? You got to get creative. We've seen all these different creative attempts. Stay a passing threat. Show something you hadn't seen all year. And I think there's – with CJ's build, I think it's a real possibility.
Well, we'll see if D'Amico says anything towards that. We'll go to NRG. Hear from the head coach coming up as we return right here live on The Drive. Live on a Thursday here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Park.
Take The Drive.